Luke chapter 8. And it came to pass afterward that he himself went through every city and town, preaching and publishing the kingdom of God. And the 12 were with him. And certain women, which were healed of evil spirits and infirmities, as Mary, which was called Magdalene, out of whom went 7 devils, and Joanna, wife of Chuza, Herod's steward, and Susanna, and many others, which ministered unto him of their substance. Now when much people were gathered together, and were come unto him out of all cities, he spake by a parable. A sower went out to sow his seed, and as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and it was trodden under feet, and the fowls of heaven devoured it up. And some fell on the stones, and when it was sprung up, it withered away, because it lacked moistness. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up with it, and choked it. And some fell on good ground, and sprang up, and bare fruit, and 100-fold. And as he said these things, he cried, He that hath ears to hear, let him hear. Then his disciples asked him, demanding what parable that was. And he said, Unto you it is given to know the secrets of the kingdom of God, but to others in parables, that when they see, they should not see, and when they hear, they should not understand. The parable is this, the seed is the word of God, and they that are beside the way are they that hear. Afterward cometh the devil, and taketh away the word out of their hearts, lest they should believe and be saved. But they that are on the stones are they which, when they have heard, receive the word with joy, but they have no roots, which for a while believe, but in the time of temptation go away. And that which fell among thorns are they which have heard, and after their departure are choked with cares and with riches, and voluptuous living, and bring forth no fruit. But that which fell in good ground are they which, with an honest and good heart, hear the word, and keep it, and bring forth fruit with patience. No man, when he hath lighted a candle, covereth it under a vessel, neither putteth it under the bed, but setteth it on a candlestick, that they that enter in may see the light. For nothing is secret that shall not be evident, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come to light. Take heed therefore how ye hear, for whosoever hath, to him shall be given, and whosoever hath not, from him shall be taken, even that which it seemeth that he hath. Then came to him his mother and his brethren, and could not come near to him for the press. And it was told him by certain which said, Thy mother and thy brethren stand without, and would see thee. But he answered and said unto them, My mother and my brethren are these which hear the word of God, and do it. And it came to pass on a certain day, that he went into a ship with his disciples, and he said unto them, Let us go over unto the other side of the lake. And they launched forth. And as they sailed, he fell asleep. And there came down a storm of wind on the lake, and they were filled with water, and were in jeopardy. Then they went to him and awoke him, saying, Master, Master, we perish. And he arose and rebuked the wind and the waves of water, and they ceased, and it was calm. Then he said unto them, Where is your faith? And they feared and wondered among themselves, saying, Who is this that commandeth both the winds and water? And they obey him. So they sailed unto the regions of the Gadarenes, which is over against Galilee. And as he went out to land, there met him a certain man out of the city, which had devils long time. And he wore no garment, neither abode in house, but in the graves. And when he saw Jesus, he cried out and fell down before him, and with a loud voice said, What have I to do with thee, Jesus, the Son of God, the Most High? I beseech thee, torment me not. For he commanded the foul spirit to come out of the man. For oft times he had caught him, therefore he was bound with chains, and kept in fetters, but he brake the bands, and was carried of the devil into the wilderness. Then Jesus asked him, saying, What is thy name? And he said, Legion, because many devils were entered into him. And they besought him that he would not command them to go out into the deep. And there was thereby and heard of many swine feeding on an hill, and the devils besought him that he would suffer them to enter into them. So he suffered them. Then went the devils out of the man and entered into the swine, and the herd was carried with violence from a steep down place into the lake and was choked. When the herdsmen saw what was done, they fled. And when they were departed, they told it in the city and in the country. Then they came out to see what was done, and came to Jesus, and found the man, out of whom the devils were departed, sitting at the feet of Jesus, clothed, and in his right mind, and they were afraid. They also which saw it told them by what means he that was possessed with the devil was healed. Then the whole multitude of the country about the Gadarenes besought him that he would depart from them, for they were taken with a great fear. And he went into the ship and returned. Then the man, out of whom the devils were departed, besought him that he might be with them. But Jesus sent him away, saying, Return unto thine house, and show what great things God hath done to thee. So he went his way and preached throughout all the city what great things Jesus had done unto him. And it came to pass, when Jesus was come again, that the people received him, for they all waited for him. And behold, there came a man named Jairus, and he was the ruler of the synagogue, who fell down at Jesus' feet, and besought him that he would come into his house. For he had but a daughter only, about 12 years of age, and she lay a dying. And a woman having an issue of blood 12 years long, which had spent all her substance upon physicians, and could not be healed of any. When she came behind him, she touched the hem of his garment, and immediately her issue of blood was staunched. Then Jesus said, Who is it that hath touched me? When every man denied, Peter said, And they that were with him, Master, the multitude thrust thee, and tread on thee, and sayest thou, Who hath touched me? And Jesus said, Someone hath touched me, for I perceive that virtue is gone out of me. When the woman saw that she was not hid, she came trembling, and fell down before him, and told him before all the people for what cause she had touched him, and how she was healed immediately. And he said unto her, Daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith hath saved thee. Go in peace. While he yet spake, there came one from the ruler of the synagogue's house, which said to him, That thy daughter is dead, disease not the master. When Jesus heard it, he answered him, saying, Fear not, believe only, and she shall be saved. And when he went into the house, he suffered no man to go in with him, save Peter and James and John, and the father and mother of the maid. And all wept and sorrowed for her. But he said, Weep not, for she is not dead, but sleepeth. And they laughed him to scorn, knowing that she was dead. So he thrust them all out, and took her by the hand, and cried, saying, Maid, arise. And her spirit came again, and she rose straightway. And he commanded to give her meat. Then her parents were astonied, but he commanded them that they should tell no man what was done. God bless and carry on.